Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for us. Chana Bas Yafa and Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya and Yanei Shabbos from the Kuntres Rishimas of Rav Hutner and the Pachat Yitzchok on Shabbos, and some of the Ma'amarim are in Yiddish, some of the Ma'amarim are in Lashon HaKodesh. The first Ma'amar in the Kuntres Rishimas is in Yiddish, so we're going to be learning that one and explain. Says the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Hutner Zatzal, Shabbos has a din Su'uda. We know the concept of Su'udas Shabbos. The first kavana in this is that Shabbos is a mechayifuna Su'ude. Shabbos obligates us to have a Su'uda. Number two, the Gemara says that Shabbos gives man a neshama yisera. What's pshat neshama yisera? Zokt Rashi, lev rachav lechol v'lishtos. So Suda Shabbos is nish the pshat, not the pshat, that Shabbos is mechayev a su'uda. It's more than that. The pshat is that Shabbos gives a koyach to have a su'uda. So how we can understand this, that the neshama yisera gives a person koach to have a su'uda, this extra neshama? Chana said, Sefer Shmuel, ein sur kelokenu. Chazal say, ein sur kelokenu, baser v'dam oiset sura, ve'ein baruach chayim. Ve'akadosh baruch hu, tzart sura, v'yesh baruach chayim. A person makes a sura, and it has no living spirits. God makes it sura, God makes a form, and it has a living spirit. God is the greatest sayar, God is the greatest artist, because he can make a form and give it life. When we want to speak about someone, when he created something, that he makes a picture of something else, so what we're essentially saying is that it's a haktana. It's like a miniature. For example, you have a house and somebody makes a picture of a house. So a picture of a house is a miniature of the house. That's a picture. That's a form. That's a tziyur. Ain't sayar kelokenu. There's no artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm making a picture of a house, that's a miniature of a house. Smaller. When we say a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tziyur, there's no katnas by Hashem. There's nothing smaller. So what's this inyan of Hashem being a tziyur? Ain't sur kelokenu. Ain't sayar kelokenu. So we were makabel that there's a midah of midas Hashem, which is called sayar. And in this midah lies the secret of all miniatures in the world. The whole bria, the klolius of Torah and mitzvahs, all goes in the sod and the secret of miniatures. In the Mishkan we find Mefurish, Atzei Shitim Omdim, and there is Ashuras Hashchina. What's Pshat? Chazal say, Atas Besamim Anecha, Vani Bechavodi. In other words, you do your job in the Mishkan, you make your Mishkan, and I'm going to come there with my honor. So when it says Atzei Shitim Omdim, it's just a miniature of Serafim Omdim, of those standing angels. On one hand, Hena Shemayim Vishmei Hashemayim Lo Yichal Kalucha, nothing can contain God. God's too big for the heavens and the heavens of the heavens. God's much bigger than our universe. And when he wants to speak, he can contract himself Mitoch Badei Aaron, from the stays of the ark. Is Nishdir Taich Az Dosvas Is Tuvishim Badei Aaron Is Epis Andrish Vidas was is b'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim. It says mamish de zelba nor in miniature. It's not the explanation that what's ben bade aron is different than what's in shamayim and shmei ha'shamayim. In other words, it's not that there's something else happening over here than God. It's just a miniature. The Mishkan, Atei Shitim Omdim, is a miniature of Serafim Omdim. There's Hashiras HaShchina on the Mishkan, which is like a miniature world. Tzal's Mitzarif Osios Shebem Nivru Shemayim Ba'aretz, to make the Mishkan, he used those letters. It's a miniature. When God goes Ba'an Bein Ba'an, they aren't the same God, it's just in miniature Kaviyachal. The first miniatures we find in Chumash explicitly is a person, a mensch b'tzelem Elokim. Man is created in the image of God. Where does the word b'tzelem come from? It comes the word tzel, in the image, the shadow. What is a shadow? Vosel is dochmer nisht v'yatziu. This shadow is just a picture. It's not the guf hadavar. A lot of times we call a person an olam katan, a small world. What's pshat? He's a miniature of the world. That's the first miniature we find. Adam is b'tzelem Elokim, a miniature of God. Kiviyachol. A miniature. There's this image of God in him. Obviously not the real thing. Adam is an olam katan, a miniature of the world. The second miniature in Chumash is Shabbos. Every Shabbos is main olam haba. Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos liyom shekulo Shabbos. Thus is in ganzen der sold von miniature. Der ganze Echetimzi as sizdoa meglichkeit zu bashafen am ein von eulem haba is shown in offener so durch ein sayar kelokeno. That's the secret of miniatures, the whole possibility that one can make, create a me'ein, something similar to olam haba. That's an open secret via ein sayar kelokeno. That is the essence of this picture, of it being a tzayar, a tziyur. It's a miniature. Shabbos is a miniature of Olam Haba. So you have the whole thing there, just b'zeir anpin. Then you have Friday and Shabbos. The Ganze Bria revolves around Friday and Shabbos. Hachana for Olam Haba and Olam Haba. Miniatures. Erev Shabbos doing Hachana. It's a miniature of all of this world. And Olam Haba Shabbos is all the next world. But in all the kochas of tziur, now we get to the koch of tziur of the neshama yisera. Mafli lasos, the Rama says in Yashi Yotzar, makasher gashmi v'ruchni. Many times, when you speak about a makasher of two things, the pshat is the makasher is a third koyach, which is outside of the two things that it's makasher. You have A is miskasher to B through C. Ein eged pachas mishloish, the Gemara says, ein chavila pachas mishloish, ein shar pachas mishloish, hachuta mishulish loib meher yinosek, 3, 3, 3. But there's an exception. In the instance of neshama and guf, where this kesher is stated in the secret of mafli lasos, we shouldn't understand that the makasher is a koyach menachutz. Versus amitzias nishvu neshama nishvu guf. It's not that something outside is connecting the neshama and the guf that's not a neshama and not a guf. Rather, nor says in the neshama gufa da, achelak neshama was durch dem verte neshama mitten guf ein einheit. There's a chelak in the neshama, which through this chelak in the neshama becomes one entity with the body. Just like the Ramban explains the Gzeir of Misa, before sin, the chelak haneshama, was together with the guf and shleimus. Everything worked out well. But after the chet, the aura of the neshama, the light of the neshama, was extinguished. And the neshama holds with the guf. For a number of years. And then it goes. It's not the same. The neshama yisera is a me'ein de me'ein of that chelak haneshama which holds together the body and the soul. Shabbos, there's a chibur between the guf and the nefesh that's much stronger than it is during the week. And that's a me'ein fun yom shekulei Shabbos. Because then there's going to be a permanent connection between neshama and guf. Before the sin, the neshama and the guf were perfect together. It lasts forever. After the sin, the light of the neshama is extinguished, doesn't go so well with the guf. The neshama yisera is a me'ein de me'ein of when the guf is going to be perfectly connected to the neshama. And man is going to live for eternity. According to our matzav now, the pu'ula of holding together the body and the soul is filled via eating and drinking. When we're in our madrega and we want to strengthen the kesher between the nefesh and the guf, we have no better kli than ribuy achil and shtia. That gives a person chiyus. That's in the mechaber between his neshama and guf. Now he has more life. He has a stronger connection between the two. Because when a person has a weak connection between the two, that's death. Neshama can't hold the guf anymore. It doesn't work together. They're not working in tandem. But when they're working beautifully together, that's eternity. So when you eat, you're mechazik that kesha between neshama and guf, and that's what happens on Shabbos. Memele is the tosefes achila versus miyuchad l'Shabbos was zidarf bashafin atosefes b'chibur guf v'nefesh was der chibur guf v'nefesh is a me'ein fun chibur guf v'nefesh fun yom shekulei Shabbos. So in the additional eating that we do on Shabbos, that's special for Shabbos, we want to create an added chibur of guf and nefesh. And this chibur and guf and nefesh is a me'ein of the, it's a similar, it's a shadow, it's a miniature of the chibur guf and nefesh of Yom Shekulei Shabbos. And therefore the ribuy achila, the success of eating, is in the soda of the tzir of Shabbos. The function of ribuy achila v'shtia is mamish the function of the neshama yisera. What's the ribuy achila v'shtia? To strengthen the connection between the body and the soul. And that's the neshama yisera. There's a strong connection between the body and the soul. And that's pshat and rashi, oimek ha-pshat, neshama yisera, roichav lev lecho v'lishtes. He has this wide heart, this expansive heart to eat and drink. So we stand every Shabbos in the secret of miniature of the mitzias of Yom Shekulei Shabbos. Our Su'udah Shabbos, our Big Day Shabbos, our Shabbos Tikka Panim, our Lechadoidis, our Zmira Shabbos, it's all shining with the Ora Pnimi of Ein Sayar Kelokeinu. That's this tzir, or this miniature of what's going to be Lasid Lavo. So now we understand the idea of Tsayar, Tziur. When Hashem is making a Tziur, it's a miniature of the real thing, but it has the real thing in it. It has the spark of the real thing. Shabbos mein olam haba, ein sayar kelokeinu. There's no artist like God. It's interesting, because I'll say that dibru chachamim beguzma. Bashkafa rishayna, doesn't make sense. Why should chachamim speak beguzma? Why should they exaggerate? We know that if we want to diminish the value of a story, we say it's a guzma, it's an exaggeration. So why should chachamim speak in such a way that people will be relate to it with bittul and say, come on. That's exactly what we've been saying. Now we get to the sort of Ein Sayar. The sun is moving in Shemayim. We see that on earth by itself. The movement of the sun on the earth is only a small piece of the sun in Shemayim. Dibrei Chachamim have to be beguzma. Otherwise, their truth would only be relative. Does it only relate to the tzi or to the tzel, to the me'ain? But when Chachamim look at the tzel and they see the guf hadavar is much bigger than the tzel. And therefore, what Chachamim say looks like us, it's kaguzma, but it's b'diyu gamor. Because what's down here, beguzma, up there is bediuk. Because down here, it's only a miniature. Okay, so we understood the pool of the neshama yaseira b'siyata d'shmaya. That's a connection between body and soul. That's exactly what the eating is about. That's why eating is neshama yaseira. That's what it gives you the koach to do. It strengthens the connection. And that's a me'ein to me'ein of what's going to be lost at lavo. And we have a lot more to talk about, of course. And we should be doing so b'siyata d'shmaya. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simcha and the financial means, mitzvah Hashem, to continue these shiurim and to do so mitoch simcha v'tuv lev me'rov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.